Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
The Wilson sisters are back together again. They're going to be playing the Tacoma Dome on September 4th. Joan Jett and Elle King will be on that lineup. And then the Wilson sisters will headline the thing. Sheryl Crow and Brandi Carlile will play some other dates. Here's what Ann Wilson had to say. She says, both Nancy and I have stretched our wings in life these last 3 years. Those are the 3 years when they weren't together. You know, there
was
that.
Was it three full years
that's
that went
what
by?
That's what Ann says. That's what Ann says when there was some nastiness between them. It's about Ann's man and Nancy's kids. Anyways, we both lived in love, she says. We have breathed and traveled and experienced life. We come to this tour with fresh energy and oxygen. It will be unlike any other Heart tour that's been. Some of the songs will be classic, of course, but this tour will be a new animal. Nancy says, I think this year is a good year to show the collective impact of some powerful women in music. Ann says, Sheryl Crow, and Joan Jett, we have known for a long time. We've hung out. Brandi Carlile is a fresh and authentic artist that we both love, and Elle King is my favorite new artist.
And Elle King is...
Saturday Night Live
Rob Schneider's daughter.
Yeah, right. Okay, Bill Cosby. The family's not coming to visit him. Nope, they haven't visited him in prison yet. Now, the story is, according to Cosby's spokesperson, that Bill doesn't want...
As Brandi Carlile would say, the joke's on him.
He doesn't want his wife, Camille, or his daughters to come visit him in there. He doesn't want them to see him there. They're 20 miles. The family's estate is 20 miles away from the prison Bill Cosby is in right now. But Cosby says he doesn't... The spokesperson says Cosby doesn't want the circus. Apparently, they think the TMZ will camp out in front of the prison and, you know, get video of Camille coming in and coming out. Now, Bill Cosby's been moved to the G-Pop. He's no longer isolated. He's going to be serving up to 10 years in prison, so they
can
put him
see
in
again?
With everybody else.
Is he still blind?
Yes, he is.
Oh.
He still has... He has inmates have been assigned to him to help get him around the prison. But they say he's Mr. Popularity in the prison. Everybody loves him. When he enters the visiting area, although it says nobody's visiting him, but when he enters the visiting area, inmates applaud. Okay, sure. And then he still tells some jokes, apparently. He tells the guards jokes.
Oh, his sense of humor's intact.
Got to have that. All right, and I got to tell you this, what I watched over the weekend. The movie about Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Hervé Villechaize?
Yeah, Hervé. It's called My Dinner with Hervé. And Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones plays Hervé Villechaize.
Cool.
He was Tattoo. He was the plane-to-plane guy, you know?
Who was taller, Hervé or Peter Dinklage?
I think we did this once.
Did we?
Peter Dinklage, Hervé Villechaize, and Mini-Me. I think we looked them all up and we tried to figure out who was the tallest.
We probably did.
Well, anyways, the movie itself, Brad, it's not bad. It's very sad. It's from the viewpoint of a journalist who is told, "Hey, you got to go interview Tattoo from Fantasy Island," and it's in Tattoo's final days, as it turns out. But there was a real rivalry between Tattoo and Mr. Rourke.
Ricardo, they didn't like each other?
No, they did not like each other. Ricardo Montalban and Hervé Villechaize.
Wanted to wrap him in fine Corinthian leather and kick him off the beach.
Tattoo was not getting paid as much as Mr. Rourke.
Well, he was getting shorted?
Yes, he was, very much so. And he was making a big deal out of not getting the same size paycheck that Mr. Rourke got. And there were times when Tattoo would not show up for table reads. Sometimes would show up late for filming just to show his displeasure. And then Tattoo was living the Playboy lifestyle. Prostitutes, strip clubs,
bring it on.
The whole deal. And there's a scene in there. You know who Billy Barty is? He's a legendary.
You'd have to get down low if he was gonna make it rain.
Well, there was a scene. Billy Barty, who's a legendary small person. He was big in the movies, and I think he may have been in Wild West and all that. Anyways, Billy Barty, a respected little person of Hollywood, approached Tattoo on a red carpet one night and said, "Hey, man, you got to slow everything down here. You're embarrassing yourself.
Your little heart won't take it.
You know what Tattoo said to him?
What?
He dropped an F-bomb in his face. Billy Barty then punches him, and the two are rolling around on the red carpet. The two of these, with cameras flashing and everything. Billy Barty's...
Who wins?
Billy Barty's girlfriend. Well, Billy Barty wins because his girlfriend reaches in and smacks Tattoo as well.
Is Billy Barty's girlfriend of average height?
No. She's... No. No. So, anyways, that's it's a sad movie, but interesting in that there was... those two, Mr. Rourke and Tattoo, did not get along at all. That's it. That's the trash.